morning, Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Riding shotgun over here is, of course, Uncle Kevin in the corner, the dimly lit corner.
I got my flashlight today.
We're so glad to be with you. You are in the right place. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites. Of course, check those out. If you want to call the show, 844-769-2944 live. 844-769-2944. Just give us a call anytime and we'll get you. It will work in. Don't worry about it. Last day till the weekend. We hope you got good plans and we hope you're going to spend some quality time with your family, because family, happiness, health, safety, security, liberty, all these things are what matters. And, it's up to you right now. We got some new, great news stories, important news stories. Some of them good, some of them not so good. Ron Sally's going to be here to talk about lamb cream. Now, the Helon and the lamb cream, obviously we carry those over the Power Mall. And I didn't realize, I talked to Ron this morning and I looked a little more into his bio. It's pretty amazing what he has accomplished with that. And we'll get into why is this so unique and what he did. I mean, Ron pulled off, you know, darn near a miracle creating these formulas. And we'll get into that. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, she's coming on. She's coming on once a month now because of everything so fast with the vaccines. We're going to have her on, you know, like once every 2 months or once every quarter or something like that. But at least for right now, because there's so much vaccine news and so much going on, we are going to have her on a lot more. So she'll be on joining us. We're going to get to the news. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
Great to be back again. Love the Power Hour.
Before we start with the news, everybody out there who's listening, please pray for Catherine and her family. She's had a death in her family, and she hasn't been there. She's not going to be available for the next couple days or so to deal with that. And please pray for her and her family and her husband, Josh, that things may go well for them and comfort them. So please, if you're a praying person, please... please pray for them. So, and have them on your mind. Let's get to the news, Uncle Kevin.
Let's do it.
All right. Did you hear about Germany and Sweden? They're not talking about removing all the migrants who like to beat women. They're not talking about that. They're mulling a meat tax.
Yeah, I heard that.
For to stop climate change.
Stop climate change.
Because, you know, the cows farting is,
they do.
Is a real detriment.
It's a real detriment. It destroys the ozone.
To our whole world.
Yeah, what a joke.
Those cows.
What a friggin' joke.
Article from Michael Snyder.
Oh, we like Michael Snyder. We haven't had him on.
I know. Catherine's probably not even listening this morning, but I would say, Catherine, let's get Michael Snyder on.
Yeah.
His article, is China hoarding food, gold, and the commodities in anticipation of global collapse? He goes on, pretty convincing statistics. It's either they're in the trade war with America, so they're stocking up, or they're stocking up for exactly that. They think something's imminent. Now, you combine that with the fact that they're grabbing gold as fast as their little Chinese hands can pick up with, two-fisting gold as fast as they can. And maybe there's something to this.
I think there is something to it. Yeah, they're stocking up. They know something's going to come.
Well, about the quote unquote trade war, whatever this is, they said they're not going to buy any more agricultural products from the United States.
Yeah, I heard that's just a bluster.
Bluster. Well, they're not buying anything. Not bluster. They're not buying anything.
Just wait a couple weeks.
But it's not bluster. They're not buying anything from our agriculture.
I wouldn't buy it either. It's all GMO.
Well, so you think the soybeans are buying? So anyway, the article goes in to talk about connecting with Russia. They have a new contract to buy soybeans and wheat, big contracts to buy those now from Russia. So they're not only matching what they got from America, they're exceeding it.
Well, good for them.
Why don't you? You got a story there.
I wouldn't eat that stuff anyway.
What are you talking about?
I feel sorry for the Chinese people. They eat bad enough food, and you got to eat GMO on top.
Well, they live longer than Americans.
Not if they start eating American food.
we'll be long. They'll be having diabetes too.
Yeah, fat and got diabetes.
Read that. You got a story about
I told
Chinese
you
bank
last week. A couple of days ago, the Chinese were having liquidity problems.
You told me a month ago, but anyway, go ahead.
Time flies. Chinese are on their third bailout now. Chinese bank with $200 billion in assets is nationalized. There's a list of at least 20 banks here.
20 major banks,
in China that have not filled out their 2018 required form of disclosure.
And China's okay. China's given them a pass.
And they're giving them a pass until I don't know when they're going to give them a pass.
Indefinitely.
Until
further notice.
Until further notice. Banks don't do that, you know.
China doesn't do that.
Yeah, China doesn't do that. So something's very wrong with the banking system over there. And J.P. Morgan, the economic team, just downgraded your GDP growth for 2020.
China's.
Yeah, China's 2000. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to put this story with a story out of Denmark, and this is out of MSN.com. 20-year mortgages hit zero for first time in Danish rate history. So in Denmark, you can get a 20-year mortgage right now at 0% interest.
That's excellent.
Yes, but what does that say about, you talk about liquidity problems. They're just, please take our, please, let's get some money out.
Yeah,
let's get
it rocking.
Now, this is, I listened to, we've had Lynette on again. If Catherine's not here, but maybe time to get Lynette Zhang on again.
Yeah, I like her.
I love her.
Yeah.
I listened to her, on one of those YouTube chains you get on, and I started listening to Lynette. I did not realize this. This is very key. Negative yield curves. Do you know what a negative yield curve is?
Yeah. You put money in the bank and they give you less at the end of the year.
No, that's negative interest rate. Interest rates in your bank account.
Negative. No. Don't.
Okay. This is very important.
Okay.
Because we've had many people on to talk about the bond market. Watch the bond market. The bond market's kind of the canary in the coal mine. Okay. 35 countries right now just hit in the last 30 days or something a negative yield curve. Let me explain what a negative yield curve is. A negative yield curve is when you can go buy a short-term bond from, the United States or wherever, a short-term bond, say 6 months, say a year, say 3 years. You go buy a two-year bond and you'll get, say, 2%, whatever. I'm just making up numbers, 2.5%. Mm-hmm. Say it's 2.5%. But they will sell you a 30-year bond, and you'll get 2.25%, which is less than the 2-year bond. So for you to buy a 30-year bond, you get less return per year than if you just bought a 2-year bond, which is totally counterintuitive.
It's inverted.
Right. It makes no sense, right?
It makes no sense.
If you're going to keep my money longer, then you should pay me more interest, right?
Yeah. I mean,
that's what you would think.
And some of them have gone negative in some countries.
Okay.
Completely negative.
Well, or they're not cashing them back.
And you know who's buying them?
Who? Let's hear it.
The unions all around. They're buying the negative bonds.
Ooh.
That's terrible. That's not good at all.
Okay, let's get back to this yield curve. This is important.
Okay.
35 countries right now, America's one of them, in the last just a little bit, have hit a negative yield curve. There's a point where it goes negative. She says 14 more countries are about to do it. So we're talking 49 countries. Basically, all the developed world at some point here recently has hit a moment of negative yield curve. That's like the robot in Lost in Space. Danger, 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 Will Robbins. Danger, Will Robbins. I did a little more research, and obviously I follow gold and silver. We talk about this a lot. Joseph Meyer comes on, very astute analysis. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. If you want to check that out. Is it 97 or 98? There was a point. It's called the Buffett blip. That Buffett, Warren.
Yeah,
Buffett.
Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett.
With the non-menacing ice cream cone.
He's a friendly grandpa.
Friendly raider.
Yeah.
Bank raider.
Raider.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what he did in 97, 98? You probably don't.
No.
You never heard this story. This is an important story.
I might have heard it, but.
Okay. Around that time, the COMEX was supposedly holding about 220 million ounces of silver, somewhere around there.
Yeah, they don't deliver anymore.
Okay, in 1998, right around there, he demanded delivery. Now, this is before the ETFs like SLV ETFs and all those things. Mm-hmm. He says, I want delivery. He took delivery of 120 million ounces of silver. He demanded delivery and got delivery. 120 million ounces. He turned his contracts into delivery.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just a paper contract. Silver was at about $4.50 an ounce. I mean, almost, immediately, silver shoots up to 7.5. Almost, was that 75% or so went up?
Mm-hmm.
He manipulated the market by doing that.
He
okay.
did.
Why is that? Why are these two things important? Gold and silver, obviously, to me, again, this is not financial advice. This is my opinion. Gold and silver are now the bull market is reemerging. A long-term bull market we've been in for a while, even with the correction, but now the correction's over. And now, short-term, we are in a bull market. Gold and silver.
Okay.
Go back to Warren Buffett. Go back to the negative yield curve. You're looking to put money somewhere. You're a company like Berkshire Hathaway from Warren Buffett, right?
Yeah.
You're a company.
Mm-hmm.
Apple. Apple's only got about $2 billion sitting
in
petty cash.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Petty cash.
Yep.
There's many companies like that with hundreds of millions, even billions of dollars of cash just sitting there. What if they said, you know what? We're going to put 10% of our petty cash into silver, into gold. We're not going to buy bonds. Why would we buy a bond?
Why would we
not?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bonds are, we're not buying that right now. So all these things, are, I just want to make you aware of this, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you mean they want delivery?
Delivery, yes.
They won't get it.
Well, no, they can go on the physical market and buy what's available.
Yeah, well, not from the COMEX, they're not going to get
Well, if you're Apple, you have, when you're putting up a couple $100 million, you can get delivery.
I heard they're not delivering anything.
Well, not the COMEX, but the... There's other markets.
They're just trading.
There's other markets where you can buy silver.
Right.
And then it's going to, industrial uses, whatever.
Well, what's the ratio between gold and silver right now?
That's a great point. Okay, traditionally in America and before the Federal Reserve, an ounce of gold or about an ounce of gold, a coin was $20.
Mm-hmm.
Silver, an ounce of silver, or actually a little less than an ounce of silver, was about $1.
Right.
The ratio was about, when you figure it all out, about 20 to 1.
Correct.
Give or take a little bit. About 20 to 1. So for every 20 ounces of silver, you could buy 1 ounce of gold.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, that number hit like 94.
That's way out of whack.
It's a little down because they both went up, gold and silver, but silver's went up proportionally. If you can understand that, these are important financial things. And you say, well, I'm not in the finance. You better be aware of mm-hmm. these kind of indicators and looking at these things.
Right. Silver is way undervalued.
Right. That's why I brought the story about Warren Buffett and what we've already seen this in the past and with the negative yield curves.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at a situation. These people know. Berkshire Hathaway. You think Berkshire Hathaway is buying negative yield curve bonds?
No.
Not many of them. That's for sure.
Only our unions and states are buying the negative yield curves.
So the ratio hit, I think, 94, and I think it's down to 89 right now.
Still,
don't
crazy.
Quote me on that, but it's
still
close.
Crazy.
Crazy high. I mean, even in
silver is the buy if you're gonna. That's not advice, but.
Well, for you personally, you want silver.
Yeah, I do.
You take it for whatever you want. We don't give financial advice, but that's, these are things to look at and indicators.
Mm-hmm.
Think
about it. That's all. Think about it. Look into it. That's even better. Look into it.
Yeah, we poor Andy Goss. He used to be our gold sponsor. He died.
I know. That? Gosh, I heard a pack of gold fell on
him. I think it's way worse than that. Rest in peace, Andy. Loved Andy.
Yeah, we did. So, sorry to see him go.
I know of a couple gold dealers, gold and silver, if you're looking to buy some, where you can get a good price. And I know quite a bit about this because how to buy. If you give Jay a call over at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, and ask for.
And he's not affiliated with it.
We're not getting sponsorship or anything.
Not affiliated.
For these people.
With
and
it,
I'll send you. I'll send you over there if you want to look at that. More news. This is out of Reuters. U.S. Africa slavery lives on, Western African slavery lives on 400 years after transatlantic trade began. We talk about slave reparations in America. Well, they're still trading slaves right now in Africa.
They're trading them in Libya, too.
That's Africa.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Africa.
Yeah, Africa.
Yeah. Yeah. Syria?
Syria. Out in the open.
Yeah.
Right on the square. Like they used to do it 500 years ago.
I have a hard time listening to anybody who complains about slavery happened, 150 years ago in America, mm-hmm. when slavery is going on right now. If you want to, you really want to stop slavery, yeah. you really want to do something, then why aren't you over there, calling for sanctions, America, mm-hmm. to use their weight to stop that?
Yeah.
I just have a hard time listening to you. Out of TampaBay.com, above normal hurricane season now more likely with El Niños, and the NOAA, National Oceanic Association, says, who didn't know that with all the weather? It just anticipated we're going to, I just assumed we're going to have crazy hurricane season coming up.
James McKenney can stop it all.
America can.
Yeah, anybody, any major country can stop it.
The gun situation, well, there was a man who went on a rampage with a knife in California, killed four, injured a bunch more with knives. Knives.
Yeah.
So this hate and this bigotry. So now they're going to try and legislate.
If they take away all the guns in America, they'd switch over to knives and bats.
They would in Chicago.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Look at London.
All the ICE raids, supposedly there were 600 ICE raids, mm-hmm. about 300 of them they're letting back go, including the children. There's about 30 young people.
What's the reason?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. Some of them because they were 14. So humanitarian reasons, we're not going to detain a 14-year-old. They're working in these, they got 14-year-olds working for these businesses. A health study, optimistic people are better sleepers.
I believe it. They worry less.
And those who take REM sleep are better sleepers.
That's correct.
Over at the Powermall. That stuff really works.
That stuff's really good stuff. Makes you dream.
Major League Baseball used to be America's pastime. Attendance is going down. The stadiums are getting smaller. I don't know why I said that, but it's just kind of interesting. We're seeing a contraction in a lot of different... I can't believe what a ticket costs to a Major League Baseball game these days.
No, I used to go Yankee Stadium for a quarter.
Wow, well, it was silver quarter.
Yeah, silver. That's right. Yeah.
Silver quarter is like $4 or so,
right.
$4 or $5.
Yeah.
McAfee, McAfee, the,
I love him. McAfee. He's living on a boat somewhere.
Yeah, doesn't
matter. Has machine guns on him and about five or six girls. What a life.
Well, anyway, his latest advice to the world is arm yourself to the effing quote unquote teeth.
It sounds like him.
Except he didn't use effing. He uses a different word.
Sounds like him. Yeah, he told the IRS to go screw. I ain't paying you.
Yeah, a story out of Baltimore. You know the story, Baltimore, the people went and cleaned up part of the streets there?
Yeah.
Well, the Baltimore Sun, the paper there.
Trashed them,
said they're racist.
Yeah, they're racist for cleaning up. Oh, we can't take care of our own city?
He said.
Obviously not.
Yeah, bingo.
they said that trash was there for years.
Yeah, very perceptive, Baltimore Sun.
Yeah.
Here's the tweet. Whatever he says his motives were, Scott Presler's presence in Baltimore reinforces the tired image that poor people in the city can't take care of their own neighborhoods. Really?
Picture tells a thousand words.
I think it's pretty self-evident.
Yeah.
It's like the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, exactly.
A philanthropist pledged $100,000 if the Sun will retract their story. If you will retract your story and praise this man, we'll donate $100,000 for more.
Wow.
Pay. Yeah, how about that?
Did they do it?
Well, it just came out.
Oh.
MSNBC's Jason Johnson says Tucker Carlson supports terrorism by saying that we have bigger problems in this country than white supremacy.
Tucker's doing a lot of good things on national TV.
He's talking about UFOs.
I know. Yeah.
I don't know if
UFOs.
That's good or bad. I don't know.
So is William Mount when he came out with last night. Oh, Lord.
Gun sales, with all this talk and Trump carrying on.
Oh, I'll bet you they're through the roof again.
Gun sales are heating up big time. I got a question for you. Since 1999, or about 1999, about 20 years.
20 years.
How many background, when you go to buy a gun from a dealer, you go get a background check.
Okay.
So that assumes that you're about to buy a gun.
Right.
Pretty much you can kind of say this is kind mm-hmm. of gun sales. How many background checks have been done over this last 20
years? Yeah. 20 million.
20 million?
Mm-hmm.
You're not even close.
100 million.
You're still 320 million.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's good.
Well, I thought it, you know, a lot
that warms my heart.
Yeah, it does. It does. I thought, you know, they'd buy them on the secondary market because I wouldn't want to.
Well, this tells me if they bought 320 million guns from dealers, you know, and that, you know, you can buy, say you got a background check. Well, you can go buy four guns if that's what you want to do. You could have bought four guns or whatever. Secondary market. Well, secondary market, usually these same guns getting passed around.
Right.
But it's pretty safe to assume at least there's 320 million guns in the hands of Americans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, at least.
And I think that number's low.
I think it is low. There's at least 450 million in your hands.
If only. LifeScience.com, gene editing on humans. Now, China did that experience when they were gene editing, editing on embryos. Now, America is going to do a study with actual infants and people. Actual people. This scares
well, they
me
are, they've already done it, right? The
with the CRISPR.
Yeah. With
no,
the
not, well, oh, supposedly
with the baby with two fathers or two mothers or something
that's
like
that.
That's
not gene editing.
Oh, that's not?
That's gene splicing or something. Oh, I don't know. That's not gene editing. I guess in a way it is. It's not gene. The first trials ever
are coming
on.
So that means there's people walking around.
Yeah. Yeah, that means 5 years ago they perfected it.
Yeah, exactly.
Trump
that
won-
means that Trump, that double of Trump is for real.
Trump wants Rose Garden bill signing ceremony for gun control legislation, and the story goes on that he is the biggest pusher of gun control in his administration.
Okay.
That doesn't concern you.
Congress ain't going to pass it.
Well,
and in the Senate,
if he's out there the biggest
Senate,
cheerleader.
It doesn't matter. It's politics. I could be wrong.
Politics. Politics would be him going out there where he came out there with a musket and a like a drum and said, "This is America."
They can't. They already have a gun control bill that the Congress passed, so they have to pass another one that's not as good. Congress ain't going to do it, and so Trump is going to say down the road, "Well, I was all for it."
Okay. If they do, I'm going to make a deal. If they do, you're going to break that watch if he does.
No.
If he does, I'm going to break that damn watch.
Okay.
Stay tuned. Ron Sally, Sherry Tenpenny coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, so good to be with you. ThePowerHour.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as bio-superfood. I've taken bio-superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
The Power Mall. ThePowerMall.com. All the great specials that we have over there. North American Urban Spice, the Oregano, the Super Strength, and the Gel Caps, the Oil and the Caps. The Orega Resp, you heard that interview with Cass Ingram, fantastic interview. You combine the Resp with the oil or the caps, either one, and boy, now you're really doing something. If you really want to go on top of that, the Mount Rushmore on it, add the Purely C. Great vitamin C, the Orega Max with that, the Black Seed Oil capsules, the Bone Active, and the Bone Active Rub. All those things, you heard the interview with Cass, fantastic information. That was 2 days ago. So check that out. All on sale at the Power Mall. The Helon and the Lamb Cream, we're talking to Ron Sally here, is on sale. The Grown by Nature vitamins, selenium, multivitamin, the vitamin E, magnesium, potassium, super silver, iron earth also, and stress heart drops, and REM sleep. All these are on sale. We, of course, all the other products. We've made a big commitment at the Power Mall. All the most requested items are there in stock, and we have them ready to ship. So, obviously, like I said before, if you didn't hear, Catherine's going to be away a couple days, so there may be a little bit delay on shipping. But other than that, we're right on top of it and want to be your choice and earn your business. And thank you so much for your support. We want to make it easy for you to support us and also support yourself and your family with these great products, including the Helon and Lamb Cream. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. The Power Mall. .com. And also, if you're a first time buyer, haven't bought in a long time, first 10, and you get another discount for being a first time buyer or a long time haven't purchased from us. So check that out on the website at checkout or giving Jay a call. 877-817-9829. Today's obviously a busy day for orders, usually the end of the week. So be patient. Please just leave your number and leave a time where Jay can call you. She will get right back to you. Or somebody else will. Catherine won't be able to today, so be a little patient with that. So thank you so much. Our next guest, another longtime friend, so glad to be around him, so glad to be involved with him, Ron Sally. He makes some of the best creams around, probably the best for many different applications. They have, according to Herbalist, done the impossible. Extract the essence of herbs using a cold process. I don't even realize if we understand how unique and how special this really is. Ron, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for joining us on the Power Hour.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be back. It's been a while.
Yes, it has. Let's Helon and Lamb Cream. Just briefly tell people, just real brief, what those two things are and what they could possibly use them for.
Well, the Helon was our first premier product. I developed that in 1989. And honest to goodness, people put it on everything for cuts and burns and bites. Even brown recluse spider bites have just been stopped with the Heal-On. We have a plastic surgeon up the road here from me in Naples that sends his patients home with the Heal-On, which is unusual for a doctor to do that. And he tells me down, he says, they don't come back, Ron, and he just laughs because really most doctors say, well, we don't want that stuff. Our patients don't come back. So the Heal-On can be put on virtually anything that traumatizes the skin, but primarily what the plastic surgeons use it for is when the suture, they do a surgery, and when the sutures, the stitches, come out, they have the patients put the Heal-On on that area, and the people heal up. You can hardly see where the cut was done.
Very good.
It's phenomenal, the results that we get from the Heal-On, from the healing properties that's inherent in it.
And the lamb cream, what's the difference, and what would you use the lamb cream for?
Oh, Lord, they're light years apart. Lamb cream is used for, we've had people use it for carpal tunnel problems. In fact, there was a nurse in North Louisiana who was going to have carpal tunnel surgery on her wrist. She was a keyboard operator for years and had the surgery scheduled and got the lamb cream and put it on the wrist and the fingers and thumb and canceled surgery. She's never had a problem, but she continues to use the lamb cream. And for muscle pain, Daniel, it's incredible what this stuff does. And I have to tell you, before I forget, there's two ladies in California. One of them decided she was going to do the lamb cream on her hair. So she shampooed her hair, rinsed it, put the conditioner in, rinsed it, and she put a little of the lamb cream on her fingertips and rubbed it in her scalp. And she said, no more scalp itch. Scalp is perfect. And she said, I swear my hair is getting thicker. Now,
wow.
I don't know about that. And also, she says the grays are getting lighter.
Goodness. Well, I want to try that. So what did she do?
As a after rinse, I guess you'd call it.
Okay, so explain that. So you wash your hair like normal, and then when you're done with it, still damp or dry or what?
Damp. She washed with shampoo, rinsed, put the conditioner on, rinsed, and then she put a little, maybe a quarter teaspoon of the lamb cream on her fingertips and massaged it into her scalp.
My.
No more scalp itch, no more dryness, it's just gone.
Wow. I'm going to try that. I'm going to do that.
I've tried that. It will. If it grew hair, I wouldn't be talking to you. I'd be up in a jet plane somewhere going to a
Well, it may help. It may help follicles that are on the edge. You know.
It's sure possible. It's sure possible.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, I really wanted to get into a different aspect than we usually talk about. I don't want to give away any proprietary secrets or anything, but I don't think, I didn't really realize, maybe our audience does, maybe, I don't know, but it's such a unique process that you've done here. This is not like any cream that you'll find. In fact, it's supposedly impossible what you have accomplished. Explain that. Why is it supposedly impossible what you have done?
Okay, everybody in the chemical industry understands you have to do stuff, the formulations with heat, some high heat, some medium heat, but always heat is involved. And we found a way to do a cold process to extract all of these properties in the herbals and botanicals that God put in there in the first place. We get stuff from China. We get ingredients from Australia, from New Zealand, from Argentina, all over the world. And it's a very proprietary process, and it's a sequential thing that we do it by the numbers. And if we get out of sequence, it just doesn't work quite as well. But when we keep it at these low temps, and, for example, I'll put something into one of the oils, and we'll bring it to a certain temp, a low temp, and we'll add the first round of botanicals, and it stays at that temp for a given time. And it's either heated or cooled down for a short period of time, and the next round of botanicals is added. And it's really complex. And after I'm done with it, I'm exhausted. I'm just exhausted because I have to watch it so closely.
Are you the only person who knows that process in the world?
No, my son does.
Oh, your son does. Okay, good.
And my daughter does.
You can't be in the same. What do you do? You guys can't be in the same room at the same time. We don't want a meteor to knock all the formula out.
No, we get along quite well. And my wife is from Argentina, and her father is a retired pharmacist, and he also has a degree in biochemistry. And he said, Ron, I never saw anything like this stuff in my life. So he sort of promotes it for us down in Cordoba, Argentina. But he watched me make it one time, and I said, you know, if something happens to me and my son, I want you to know how to make it. and he lost the all the information that I had given him. So he'll be back up here again within 6 months. We'll do it all over again.
Well, good. Good. I'm glad to hear that. Talk about, I was going to ask you something specifically about what you said. What was the, why do you have to have heat? Why is this process and how in the world did you come up with? I mean, nobody would have ever thought to do this. It sounds like you're the only person that's ever even attempted this.
Well, I'm blessed. I'm not that smart. I'm blessed. I get these ideas and I put them together. And they work. I don't have to do them 2, 3, 4, 10, 15 times. They work. And I'm just a blessed individual that has a lot of, I won't say talent, but gifts of putting this stuff together.
Well, I remember one time you talked about dreams. You had a dream, and then you woke up and you kind of knew how to do something. Is that how this works, or you just...
Well, that was the lamb cream, and this is the truth. Friday the 13th, I think it was February... Friday the 13th in 2009, I woke up at about 6:30 in the morning, and I sat up in bed, and I said, I know how to make it. And my wife said, you know how to make what? And I said, I know how to make this stuff to get rid of the laminitis problems with horses. And she said, Ron, please, go back to sleep. So when I got up, I went to my little lab that I have here in Naples, Florida, and put that together. I have not changed, Daniel, I have not changed one drop. It was absolutely perfection.
What did your wife say? After you did this?
Oh, she just looks at me in disbelief. But, boy, she uses this stuff. Everything I've got, she uses, I promise you. And all of her friends. Now, my wife goes to a class where they dance. She's in a group that dances on hardwood floors. And they dance without shoes. And after an hour or two, whatever they do, my wife's feet are awful. I mean, it's like sticking your finger down your throat. And God, it's awful. Anyway, when she comes home, I put the sugar foot on her feet, just rub it in, and I promise you, by the next morning, her feet are perfect, absolutely perfect.
What now? When you have dreams anymore, have you had some sense about something like this? Did your wife tell you to go back to sleep, or did she tell you to get up and write it down real quick? Did she believe you this time?
No, I haven't had any more dreams. I'm waiting. I'm truly waiting, but I've got all the products that I can handle, really. And this is a really complex thing of putting the formulations together. I have a stopwatch, and I have to do it by the numbers. And if I get off a little bit, it just doesn't work as well.
How long does it take you to do like a Helon, like a batch of Helon? How long does that take?
Well, I'll put it this way. To do 1 gallon of Helon, it takes me about 3 hours.
Ooh.
Just 1 gallon. And out of 1 gallon, we get 256 bottles. You know, the Helon size, 15 milliliter.
Wow. And that's, so you, it's not like you can do big batches at a time, I imagine, with how precise you have to do this.
No, I can't. It's just impossible.
Yeah.
And I've had pharmaceutical companies get interested. They said, well, we're not interested in 1 or 2 gallons. We need 50, 100, 150 gallons. I said, forget it. You can't do it. You're not that good.
Mm.
And there's no way to cool down that volume, 150 gallons at a time, to put in the next round of a tender. It won't work.
I'm fascinated by these products. My wife has used them on her children. I've used them, you know, cuts. You know, I had a cut on my hand. I think I said something on the air, and I put it on. I can't even remember which hand I had the cut on.
And, I hear that all the time, Daniel.
And I look, I can't even see. I can't even remember which one was cut, and I can't see a mark anymore.
I believe you. But let me tell you how this all got started. I don't know if I ever told the story on the air or not, but way back there, in about the late 70s, I was living in Louisiana. I had been in the oil business overseas, and I'd come back to Lake Charles, Louisiana, where, you know, it's nice and the climate's moist. I mean, really moist. You don't have a problem. So I was offered a job by a big stock brokerage firm in Denver, and I couldn't turn it down. It was just too good. So I moved to Denver. And they had the worst winter, I think, in like 40 years or something. My skin just, dried out because the furnaces never went off. So I knew just enough chemistry from my oil field experience of working with the drilling fluids that I put together this moisturizer for myself, just for me. And I was just delighted with it. So I made friends with the vice president of marketing for Dean Witter Reynolds, who I was working for in New York City. And he said, man, I've got these problems, some of these... It was his skin. So I sent him some moisturizer. And he said, he sent me a letter back, and I still have it. He had some kind of discoloration on both of his ankles on the outside, had it biopsied, and it was not cancerous or anything.
Ooh.
He put the moisturizer on there, and it disappeared. And he said,
whoa,
I had this for 40 years, and it went away. So that's
whoa,
what started this whole thing going. I said, I quit this business. I'm not a stockbroker anymore. I know what I want to do.
What obviously you've had a lot of people come back to you and say all these remarkable things. When you started to hear these stories, did you believe them? I mean, did you think, wow, what is this crazy? What went through your mind when you start hearing stuff like this?
Oh, I was elated. Of course, I didn't believe them. I thought maybe they're pulling my leg. But after a while, after you get so many reports back from people, their personal experiences, you got to start to believe it. Then I started to watch the people around me in my little circle of friends. And we have virtually every person in touch, especially the little kids that always get scraped elbows or anything, wasp stings. It didn't matter. It just helped.
What is the most common story that you hear how people were helped? What's the most common thing you hear?
Oh, I think for burns, really for burns. Because women, there's so many women that have this in their kitchen by their stove, and when they get a burn, they just put the heel on it. It's gone. I have to tell you, though, the lamb cream may be giving us competition with the burns. There's a friend of mine in Chicago that owned two or three restaurants in Las Vegas quite a while ago, and he, it was a prominent place. He had two jet planes. This guy was, a man of prominence. And he lives on the 65th floor, I think, in Chicago, Lake Michigan, I guess it is. Anyway, he's still a chef of sorts, so he was preparing a meal for his wife, and he really burned his hand. I don't know if he put the hand, the palm in the skillet or what. He said, Ron, I never had anything hurt so bad in my life. He said, all I had was this dumb lamb cream. And he said, so I put it on there, and he said, I woke up the next morning, and my wife said, how's that burn on your hand? He said, I held my hand up and turned it around, and I said, what burn? He said, Ron,
it was gone,
and I'm going to take it to all the fire departments in my area here in Chicago.
Wow.
So I always thought the heel on was best for burns, but now I'm starting to wonder.
What is the, maybe some of the crazier stories like, oh my gosh, okay. I mean, that one you just told me is pretty crazy, but what are some of the, I don't know, spider bite or what? I don't know. You tell me, what are some of the craziest things that you've heard?
Oh, yeah, spider bites they're just horrible. Up the road here, in fact, one of my distributors now is a plastic surgeon 30 miles north in Fort Myers, and he goes crazy with the heel on, and now he's starting to use the lamb also. But he had a young girl come in, and maybe I sent you the before, during, and after photos. She was about 22 or 23, a beautiful girl, and had this brown recluse spider bite on her cheek that was rotting. That's what happens with brown recluse, rotting skin. And he told me that it was about the size of a 50 cent, maybe a silver dollar. And he said, I didn't have anything to give her. He said, give her, antibiotics, I guess. He said, but I sent her home with that lamb cream. And he said, I told her to come back within a week, and she came back. And he said, Ron, that's the size of a dime. And another week, and it was gone. I said, great, I see those two photographs, a dime size, and it's gone. Where's the first one? And there was death silence. Daniel knew that. I knew what he was going to say. He said, Ron, I didn't take it. I had no clue it was going to work.
So that was the lamb cream. So are they kind of interchangeable? Or I mean, it seems like people are using them for either one here.
Oh, sure. Absolutely, you could interchange them. In fact, you could mix them if you wanted to. That's just overkill.
Wow. This product just fascinates me.
Oh, they both heal so good.
What are some other stories that you remember over the years?
Well, neck pain and joint pain is really helped more with the lamb cream than anything else. Now, it won't work on knees that are bone to bone on bone. We can't. Oh, if we could help that, it'd be phenomenal. But we can't help that. But for joint pain, muscle pain, anything like that, it just really helps. And also, stretch marks for women. They put it on their stretch marks, and it dissipates the stretch marks considerably.
Now, the lamb cream. The lamb or the heel on? The lamb or the heel on?
The lamb.
Lamb.
Gets rid of stretch marks or diminishes it tremendously.
I'm going to write that down. That's another thing. I didn't think about that.
I don't know if I told you the story or not, but a gentleman in, Minnesota. They went deer hunting, and they were, I think they were bow hunting. I can't remember. Anyway, one of the guys got his deer, and they were dressing it, and the knife slipped and cut the inside of his wrist. And they said it was like a 6-7 inch cut, really bad.
Ow.
And they didn't know what to do. All they had in the pickup truck was duct tape and Heal-On, because the guy always carried Heal-On everywhere he went. He said, we flooded that wound with the Heal-On and duct taped that really bad cut, which is a gash, really, on the man's wrist. And he said, when they pulled the tape off the next day, that thing was healed about 80% from the bottom to the top.
That's so you. That's you did tell me that story before. That's phenomenal.
I did, but it pulls the cell walls together as it heals from the bottom to the top.
Well, how does it work so well? I mean, why does this stuff work so well?
Don't ask me. I'm just a delivery boy.
Well, those are some of the best things. Let me ask you about. I don't want you to bash other people's products. That's not what I'm asking you to do. We don't really want to do that.
But
there are a lot of other, even shampoos, oils, moisturizers, what have you. They have a lot of chemicals in them. When I see sodium lauryl sulfate in something, I'm like, what in the world would they put this in here for? Well, tell our audience, what is sodium lauryl sulfate, and why in the world is it in lotions or moisturizers?
Well, as I understand it, it just breaks down the hardness of the water, and it makes the product, the end product, more readily available to the scalp or whatever you're going to put it on. But I stay away from chemicals. I don't know too much about sodium lauryl sulfate, except I don't want it in my products. It's chemical, and we avoid chemicals like the plague.
Well, I look at especially shampoos. You go to a hotel, it's like the second ingredient list. That means it's the second most prominent in the recipe. You got to be kidding me.
It creates a tremendous amount of suds instantly.
Huh. So they do it for suds. They do it for, I'm just so bothered by that. Our skin is our biggest organ in our body. I mean, you might as well drink the stuff. It's going right into your skin and blood.
Absolutely. I just stay away from chemicals as much as possible. And everything out there has got chemicals in it. My Lord, you look at the labels and you can't pronounce half of what's in it.
No, that's a good, was it Breyers Ice Cream, those commercials they had about, I don't know, 20 years ago, I don't know how long it's been, when the young boy was trying to read the ingredients of some ice cream and he couldn't do it, and then Breyers, he could read it, milk, sugar, cream. That was great.
I still buy Breyers Ice Cream.
Yeah, they've changed a little bit. I've noticed they've added a couple things. There's a couple other products on the market that are pretty clean, but they've added a couple things, but still not as some of these. Oh my gosh, I wouldn't, I'm better off shampooing with sodium lauryl sulfate than eating the ice cream.
Yeah, that's true. But just regular soap is probably good enough for shampoo.
Well, soap, you need a soap that's like, we sell the Vitamir soap. You need a soap kind of like your products that are natural and put together. Your recipe. So if I would, you could give me the ingredients. You say, here's the ingredients that are in this Heal-On or Lamb Cream. You could give me the ingredients, and I still couldn't make the product, could I?
Well, you could make it, but it would just be a nuisance to us because people would find out sooner or later it did not work the way you said it was going to. It just won't do it because it's a manufacturing process, I'm telling you, that pulls all these healing properties out.
We've had this discussion and we've had emails about Amazon. I don't know what the percentage is. It's not insignificant, meaning it's a significant number of things that you see on Amazon. They're not the real a genuine product. They're some kind of fake or somebody, with your product, they could take the ingredients, put it in a cream, make it look kind of like yours, put it in a bottle and then sell it as yours. And it's not yours and it's not going to work. So then people get it, they buy it, and then like, wow, this stuff doesn't work. I mean, it smells nice, but it doesn't work. It's not helping my burn. Then people get disillusioned. It's the same with Strauss Heart Drops, with a lot of our other products like that. And that's why it's so key to buy from the good guys. I'm trying to stress this. I know it sounds self-serving, but I want you to be helped. Talk about that, how important it is to get the actual product, not some knockoff or not some second-rate product.
Well, there's so many knockoffs out there. They just feed on each other. Somebody will get a product put together, and somebody will do a spin-off of that, and the first thing you know, you got 20 or 30 out there. But I've had people ask me, and I'll come back to your question in a minute. People have asked me many times, why don't you put this on Amazon? Ron, good Lord, they make you millions. I said, I can't do it. I could not possibly keep up with the demand that Amazon would require. So we just have to, you know, manufacture what we can when we can. But if I turned it over to Amazon, they'd laugh me out of the building. There's no way I could keep up with their demand.
Well, you'd lose the quality of your product. You really would.
Well, you're right. They would ask me, well, you can just start diluting this, diluting that. I won't do it. I won't compromise our products. But I have to tell you, that Jeff Bezos that owns Amazon, he's a genius. $136 billion he's worth.
He's something. Genius isn't the first word that comes to my mind, but okay. He is something.
Okay.
He's destroying American commerce.
I swear they do.
We got about a minute or so. This is one of those products, you know, there's several things. There's probably 5 to 10 of our products. It's just one of those must have. You have to have a Helon or a Lamcreen or both. You just have to have it.
It's so important that the ladies carry it in their purse, even little kids carry it in their pockets when they go to school.
Ladies, I carry it with me. If we go on a trip, I take Lamcreen with me.
Oh, well, it's standard for you and I to carry it. We're guys, but women, boy, a lot of women carry it in their purses without a doubt.
Wow.
So let me tell you one more quick thing.
You quick. 10 seconds.
Okay.
Go ahead. You got 5 seconds now. What was it? That it? Anyway, Ron Sally, I guess it's longer now. It's a pleasure to talk to you, my friend.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate your time and love your program.
God bless you.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Manna Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominate.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com.